Imagine discovering that every thought you think is literally creating your life experience. This revolutionary premise forms the foundation of Three Magic Words, a metaphysical classic that has transformed countless lives since 1954. At its core lies a profound yet practical system for harnessing what's called the universal subconscious mind, the infinite intelligence that creates according to our thoughts. From our first moments of life, we begin forming what the book calls the lock, a barrier of subconscious memories and experiences that separates us from our infinite potential. Most people lead lives of fear and insecurity not because of external circumstances, but because they fail to recognize and properly use the immense power available to them. Within you exists a mind that never sleeps, with untold reservoirs of power, a mind so vast it couldn't possibly belong to just one person. This subconscious mind differs dramatically from your conscious mind, possessing perfect memory of every detail you've ever experienced. Most remarkably, your limited conscious mind is the master of this infinite subconscious mind. Whatever your conscious mind tells the subconscious to do, it obeys perfectly. This explains why people who consciously desire health and success often experience sickness and failure. Their subconscious contains prompters, buried commands set by the conscious mind, then forgotten. These hidden directives shape our reality regardless of our conscious wishes. The good news? You can remove these prompters yourself and begin reshaping your entire life. Evil isn't a cosmic force, but humanity's greatest illusion, created by human thought, not God. A loving God couldn't create evil to punish his children, as we are all manifestations of divine intelligence. Consider perspective. During war, killing an enemy soldier is simultaneously good for one side and evil for another, showing evil is merely a viewpoint based on partial knowledge. To God, with complete knowledge, evil doesn't exist. The subconscious mind works like a garden, creating reality from thought seeds regardless of their moral quality. Our freedom to choose thoughts, and thus our reality, is humanity's most miraculous quality. Evil is always an effect, never a cause, the result of erroneous thought. As part of universal intelligence, you create circumstances rather than being controlled by them. Those who think evil create evil, which returns to its source. Jesus taught that we need suffer the consequence of error only once. Take up thy bed and walk, thy sins are forgiven thee, wasn't about intercession, but telling us to forget mistakes and stop dwelling on error. Mind isn't your brain, it's pure consciousness. The personal I am has never been observed under any microscope. The brain is result, not cause. Mind exists as pure thought on the spiritual plane, where thought is the only creator. The conscious mind works through your five senses, distinguishing between pleasure and pain. Memory, reason, and imagination serve this survival instinct. When pain occurs, your desire to avoid it projects an image into universal mind, manifesting new forms. Your subconscious mind records every thought, though most remains inaccessible. This vast knowledge represents enormous latent power, containing neutral memories and prompters, convictions filed away with instructions never to be recalled. Science shows mass and energy are interchangeable, suggesting one substance forms everything. This infinite substance exists everywhere at all times. Infinity has no units. It is one. Everything is fundamentally one thing, with no beginning or end, only an eternal now. Infinity is simply science's word for God, the eternal substance containing everything, spanning all time, yet existing in one moment. Intuition extends beyond hunches to include clairvoyance, thought transference, and instinctive understanding. It recognizes that mind transcends matter. Universal subconscious mind contains all knowledge, forms the substance of everything, and responds to thought. Duke University's parapsychology laboratory has proven human minds can influence matter, glimpse the future, and transmit thoughts across any distance, validating ancient spiritual teachings about mind operating beyond space-time limitations. Historical figures from Joan of Arc to Einstein access this universal spirit. All intuitive powers reside in the subconscious mind, but become accessible only when directed by the conscious mind. The subconscious perceives without physical senses, travels beyond the body, and transcends time, existing as both individual and universal soul. We all possess dormant genius waiting to be awakened. We need only remove self-imposed barriers created by limiting thoughts like "I'm not good enough," which diminish our mind and manifest fears rather than dreams. Faith extends beyond religion. It's fundamental to daily life. We exercise it unconsciously when trusting food nourishes us or the sun will rise, yet often dismiss faith in intangible realms. History's greatest achievements stemmed from faith. Moses finding the Promised Land, Columbus discovering the West Indies, scientific breakthroughs, and spiritual journeys. Faith remains humanity's most powerful tool, the substance of things hoped for and evidence of things unseen. Thoughts manifest physically only when delivered with conviction. Faith impresses thoughts upon the subconscious as premises requiring manifestation. Whatever you're genuinely convinced of becomes real. Thought plus faith creates. The subconscious acts on what we truly believe, not merely hope for. The crucial moment for faith comes amid negative circumstances when most people's thoughts shift to failure. You must reaffirm success and trust in greater guidance despite setbacks. Love is the supreme law governing existence, the recognition of our spiritual unity with all life. Differentiated from universal mind into separateness, we forever seek reunion. Positive qualities spring from love expressed, negative ones from love frustrated. Love transcends romantic attachment. Though our strongest emotional drive connects to physical desires, true love requires first loving humanity. We seek union because we dimly remember our spiritual oneness, longing to return from finiteness to belonging. Fear negates love, breeding hate and evil. True love recognizes that you and your neighbor are one, manifestations of the universal subconscious mind. Hate is simply love directed negatively. Meditation can dissolve the buried prompters, creating automatic negative responses. Through love, we attain rebirth of consciousness and unity with universal mind. Love exists complete within us, yet we lock it away behind pride and vanity. This hurts only ourselves, as love flows through the universe regardless, expressing through every raindrop and flower. Here is the ultimate illumination. You are God. Not just part of God, you are altogether God, and God is altogether you. The Upanishads, Vedanta, and Jesus confirm this truth. God is universal subconscious mind, the intelligence pervading all times and places. Not your body or ego, but your sense of being, your I, the one I in the universe. God is consciousness, knowing himself through becoming finite things. Through us, God attains self-consciousness. Each of us is God incarnate. Our ego creates a duality where conscious mind overruns universal subconscious mind. Free yourself by accepting all truth as spiritual and seeking revelation at consciousness's center. We've searched for God outside, yet he dwells within as our very selves. Turn inward. Deep in your soul, perceive the one being from which all beings spring, the immortal self that is God and you.